Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll free, 1-800-259-5791. The Saturday night edition of the show. And we're live till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And as always, you can bring up any old thing, whether it be a political issue, a personal problem, whatever's on your mind. Again, 1-800-259-5791. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We got the archives there, last 6 days of the show, right there on the front page of the website. No need to log in, sign up for an account. There's none of that stuff. You just go and get them at freetalklive.com. In fact, you can scroll down past day number 6. You'll find the link to our friends over at downloadradio.org, and they'll provide you with literally months' worth of the show for free. freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org.
Oops, wrong number. It's 800-259-9231. I keep the Saturday night show. It's a different number from the rest of the week. So there you go, 800-259-9231. All right, so we got a lot to talk about tonight, as always. We got a bunch of emails, actually, in relations. We got a bunch of email in relations to cop stories. And I'd like to get to some of those. But first, we got an international email.
International email.
You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. This one from Guilherme. Guilherme in Brazil, actually. He says, hi, I'm a podcast listener from Rio de Janeiro, and I'd like to know your opinion about a referendum that's taking place coming up next Sunday. Here in Brazil, we have a wave of violence in the major cities going on since the 1980s when the favelas, I'm not sure what that is, started growing, and the drug traffic started their business. This problem's just getting worse each day, and now the government has decided to make a referendum asking people whether or not we should make the commerce of fire weapons, meaning guns, in the country illegal. So they're looking at some sort of a vote, a popular vote, a democratic vote, as to whether or not they should ban the trade, the sale of firearms in Brazil.
That's sheer genius, isn't it? You know, if you take away all the guns, then the bad guys won't be able to fight.
Well,
then there won't be any rebellions.
He says
what? A stroke of absolute genius.
Guilherme says, some say the drug dealers steal the guns from the good people, so if the regular people don't have guns, then the criminals won't have their supply. Oh, didn't you know that's how all the bad guys get their guns? They steal them from good law-abiding citizens.
You know what they have to do, too? They have to pass a law that all the guns that are currently there have to disappear in a puff of smoke. That's what they have to do. Because obviously, if all the if it's trickle down firearms and it goes from the good people to the bad people, then we have to pass a law that the bad people's firearms turn into smoke.
Right. So oh wait, you mean the bad guys won't actually give up their firearms when the authorities come around
well, no,
to confiscate them?
It doesn't really matter that they won't give up their firearms because we're going to pass a law.
Oh, because we pass a law, they'll just all disappear.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, it's just amazing how powerful laws are.
Yes.
How. Just
laws aren't a bunch of dumb crap written on paper. They actually do something.
Right. They actually create mystical forces when they actually sign their name on the dotted line.
You know, it's just dumb. It's really, really stupid. I can't believe.
What will be stupid is if they vote for it.
Yeah, if, you know, if they think for a second.
Make us less safe.
The taking away the guns is somehow going to. You know, these people, these criminals with the guns are going to kill people.
Yeah, they already are, apparently.
And if you don't have a weapon of your own, you're just as good as dead. And they don't have to worry about going into houses and kidnapping people and doing whatever it is they're doing once the laws go into effect that there shouldn't be any weapons anymore, because then they know that the good people don't have weapons.
That's right, because whenever they pass any sort of ban on guns, whenever when this happens, the good law-abiding citizens, they obey the law. I mean, the cops say, okay, well, we passed a law against guns. Come on down to the police station and turn them in. And then all the old people and all the good little citizens come on down, and they turn in their whole collection, including the old antique firearms.
Yeah.
And everybody turns in their good old collection of guns.
Well, let's not forget that it's easy to go house to house and look for guns. Because here's a door, here's a door, here's a door.
Sure.
Now, if you've got a revolutionary group running around with automatic weapons, those guys aren't sleeping at 518 7th Street. You know?
No.
That's not where they're at. It's not easy to find them.
So, Guilherme says, He says, well, on the other side, people say that it's going to happen just like the alcohol law in the USA during the 1930s, that a black market is going to take place and all that stuff. So what do you guys think of that?
Well, there absolutely will be a black market.
Of course. And I would bet
that many people, the people that vote against it, are going to realize that the value of having weapons, and they're not going to give theirs up. Mm-hmm. They will become, it will be against the law, and they will become outlaws in the process, but they're not giving up their weapons because they know the cops can't protect them.
Well, when you outlaw freedom, only outlaws will have freedom.
Sorry.
We're going to come back with more. Actually, John Stossel has a great little opinion article about guns and some of the myths that surround them. But first, let's go to John, the homeless man in Little Rock. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Man. What's
going
on? Hey, what's up?
Well, guys, as promised, what I told y'all the other night, what I would do, I have done it.
What's that?
You go to the BBS.
The Free Talk Live BBS, you've posted your first podcast.
Yeah.
I don't know. This might be a first because there's like over 8,000 podcasts in the world, at least registered over at podcastalley.com. And
a homeless podcast.
Yeah, I don't think there have been, up until this point, any homeless podcasts.
Well, I don't think so either.
I voted for you guys this week.
Where did you get the money to buy the equipment that you need in order to put this stuff together?
Just an MP3 player.
Well, it's a little $50, little bigger than a pack of gum that I brought at a certain store I won't name because I don't want that being advertised.
But you actually bought it. You didn't steal it or anything like that.
Oh, no, it's hanging around my neck right now.
That's good.
It's purple, I tell you that, and it's got all the little features that a first world won't.
Now, about a week ago, you had told us that you were looking at possibly getting, I guess, a janitorial gig over at, City Hall, was it?
Yeah.
What? How's that going?
I haven't heard from him yet. The interview is over and done with. I already reported on that.
Right. How do you think you did on the interview?
Hey, I'm just waiting. I think conventional wisdom was
Wait a minute. Hold on. How are they supposed to contact you? Do you have a P.O. box or something like that?
I have email.
Oh, yeah.
The library.
That's right. That's right. You are connected. You're the most connected homeless man that I've ever heard of.
Well, when y'all find some time, listen to those little interviews I did and the little funny sketches I did.
Well, I'll consider that, man, when I if I have some time. But thank you. Anything else on your mind tonight?
About gun control.
Yes, sir.
Well, let me tell y'all guys something. This thing about gun control is a bunch of nonsense. Fast murderers agree gun control works.
Yeah, like old Adolf Hitler. He was a fan of gun control, wasn't he?
Don't forget Uncle Joseph Stalin.
Yeah, this is true.
He was a good Jew lad in the seminary.
John, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you as always. Hey, good luck with your podcast. 800-259-9231, the Saturday night phone number. 1-800-259-9231. While we go to Nexus in Oregon. Nexus, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Amelich. Hello.
Hi there. So I was thinking we need to start a movement called Support Our Deserters. There's probably a lot of people already doing stuff like this, but, we just need more of it because it's not as easy for deserters to go to Canada like they used to.
You're talking about military deserters.
Oh, yeah. Because, like, I was thinking that deserting the military is the only thing that Bush did that I can approve of.
Well, they're the most, I think, patriotic ones because they're the ones that are saying, hey, I didn't sign on for an illegal war. I didn't sign on to go and violate the Constitution that I've sworn to uphold. And they have decided that they don't want to go back. In fact, there was, I guess, recently an Air Force person from Britain that has refused to return to Iraq. And as a result, he's now facing jail time, of course. But yeah, no doubt, I agree with you, Nexus. They definitely deserve support as much as possible.
Yeah, we need to... the people brave enough to quit being henchmen of the empire need some support. So, things people could do is, if they know a deserter, give them some food or shelter or maybe even hire them under the table because they need a place to work.
Absolutely. How long do you think they would pursue? If you deserted the military and they couldn't find you initially, how long into the future would they go after you?
I have no idea. Although I did, in a restaurant one time, I met this guy who said he was military police and was pursuing this deserter who, for years on end, who was a singer in this rock band.
I wish they would just stop, because I don't want to pay for all that stuff. Nexus, thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231, Saturday night edition, gun control, gun myths. We'll talk about them coming up. Free Talk Live.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. That's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, the Saturday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern. So plenty of time for your calls. If you make them, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And as always, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got updates there. Those of you who want to be clued in to what's new with the show, if you're on the updates list, you'll be the first to know about it. And you can join up, of course, totally free. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. That is updates.freetalklive.com. And again, our number, 800-259-9231. Well, we had an email to start the show out with from Guilherme in Brazil, And he's saying that they're going to be voting, apparently, I guess next Sunday. They vote on Sunday in Brazil. They're going to be voting about whether or not the commerce of firearms should be made illegal. Now, he doesn't necessarily specify that owning firearms will be illegal.
No, you just can't sell them anymore. So all the firearms that you have are fine.
I guess maybe there's more to it. Maybe he's just kind of glossed over it. But anyway, he says, well, what do you guys think of that? What if it were in the USA? Would you vote to make it illegal or not? Well, no way would we vote to make it illegal.
No way.
Nor would I respect the law if it were made
right.
illegal. You know, I'd hide my damn guns.
Yeah, they're not getting
Come
mine.
Come and get them, coppers.
They're not getting mine.
Yeah.
Especially if there's a group of armed insurgents running mm-hmm. around the countryside, shooting people who think differently than them.
Well, not only
Thanks,
is it,
no.
not only is it a bad idea to not have guns around. I mean, I understand a lot of people are afraid of guns, and that's okay. They
don't have
dangerous.
To have them. Yeah.
Right. You don't have to have them.
Guns
but,
kill people.
But it's important to allow others to have them. If not for the main reason that it could help you stay alive. Because if the criminals don't know who has guns and who doesn't, if they're unsure, you know, they are going to be a little more cautious about possibly robbing you in the street,
mm-hmm.
breaking into your house, because they're not sure. If guns are legal to possess, the criminals never know for sure, unless they've done their research on you and they know somehow that you're not a gun owner. Beyond that, if there's 35% of the houses in your neighborhood where there are gun owners living there, there's a 1 in 3 chance that criminal's going to get shot if he tries to rob a house in that neighborhood. So if you want to really put yourself at risk, go ahead and put a sign out in front of your house that says, "Proud to be gun-free. This house is a gun-free zone."
Yeah, that wouldn't be very smart.
Do you think that might make you a little bit of an increased target for crime?
No firearms allowed here.
Yeah. So that's one reason why you don't want to get rid of, you don't want to make firearms illegal, is because it puts innocent people at risk from criminals. But also, the real reason that there's a Second Amendment in this country, that we're supposed to have the right to bear arms in America, is because we wanted to protect ourselves from out-of-control governments. Yeah, criminals are bad enough. They're dangerous enough. And you should be prepared to deal with them if necessary. But that's the reason why there's a Second Amendment, because our founding fathers knew
they had to fight against their government.
Right.
That's how they set up this one.
And if they hadn't had guns to fight against the British army with, what are they going to do? Throw rocks?
That's the whole purpose. That's the reason we have the Second Amendment, is because they knew
right.
what it was like to fight against a government, and they didn't want to set one up that couldn't be fought against the next time.
Because they knew.
That's what they want now. That's what the people that are in charge of our government want now. But it's not what they wanted.
Well, the founding fathers knew that governments have a tendency to grow. They grow beyond their original boundaries. Unfortunately, the boundaries set in the Constitution didn't do much to keep ours in check.
It slowed them down.
And the people, well, yeah, it's taking them more time, certainly, than it did some other governments. But nonetheless, they're growing. They're getting more out of control. They're getting more dangerous. And that's why we need to have our guns in our homes, in our cars, on our persons, in order to protect ourselves from an out-of-control government. That's the main number one reason that we need to have them. Because if we can't protect ourselves from a government gone insane, then we're going to get screwed, basically. 800-259-9231. But here's what old John Stossel has to say.
I've been
about
waiting for this. This sounds like it's to be good.
Yeah, because I didn't know he did opinion articles. This isn't from ABC News. This is from Town Hall. It says, "Guns are very dangerous, but myths are dangerous too. Myths about guns are very dangerous because they lead to bad laws, and bad laws kill people." President Clinton, who signed the Brady Bill into law in the 90s, said, "Don't tell me this bill will not make a difference." Sorry. Even the federal government can't say it's made a difference. The Centers for Disease Control did an extensive review on various types of gun control, waiting periods, registration and licensing, and bans on certain firearms. It found that the idea that gun control laws have reduced violent crime is simply a myth. I wanted to know why the laws weren't working, so I asked the experts. "I'm not going into the store to buy no gun," said one maximum security inmate in New Jersey. "So I could care less if they have a background check or not." Another inmate says, "There's guns everywhere. If you've got money, you can get a gun."
Sure.
And especially if you're associating with criminals, they're offered to you all the time.
Absolutely.
It's not hard to get them.
And, you know, I mean, even if you wanted to get a gun without going through the whatever procedure there is, it's not like the newspaper isn't full of them.
Right. Go to a gun show. Talking to prisoners about guns emphasizes a few key lessons. First, criminals don't obey the law. That's why we call them criminals. Second, no law can repeal the law of supply and demand. If there's money to be made selling something, someone will sell it. Whether it be guns, whether it be cocaine, whether it be prostitution, people want it. They'll get it because somebody is willing to flaunt the law, break the law in order to supply those guns to people. It's just going to happen. A study funded by the Department of Justice confirmed what the prisoner said. Criminals buy their guns illegally and easily. The study found that what felons fear most is not the police or the prison system, but their fellow citizens, who might just be armed. One inmate told me, "When you're going to rob somebody you don't know, it makes it harder because you don't know what to expect out of them." What if it were legal in America for adults to carry concealed weapons? I put that question to gun control advocate Al Sharpton. His eyes opened wide and he said, "We'd be living in a state of terror." In fact, it was a trick question. Most states now have right to carry laws, and their people are not living in a state of terror. Not one of those states has reported an upsurge in crime. Why? Because guns are used more than twice as often defensively as criminally. When armed men broke into Susan Gonzalez's house and shot her, she grabbed her husband's gun and started firing. She said, "I figured if I could shoot one of them, even if we both died, someone would know who'd been in my home."
Hey, just a second. I want to read a quick poll. I got three percentages here from the recent poll of the National Associations for Chiefs of Police.
Mm-hmm.
Indicated that 64% of police commanders and sheriffs favor a law allowing private citizens to carry concealed firearms for protection.
64%.
64%.
Okay.
Almost 73% said that citizens should not be restricted from purchasing more than one weapon, and 96% say they believe that criminals obtain firearms from illegal sources.
That's good. At least they're on our side.
Just completely corroborates everything. No, not exactly. 64%.
Yeah, 64%. That's kind of
a little iffy, but...
She killed one of the intruders, by the way, when she was shooting, and she lived. Studies on the defensive use of guns find this kind of thing happens at least 700,000 times per year. That's 700,000 people whose lives saved by owning firearms. That's... and there's another myth. With a special risk of its own. The myth has it that the Supreme Court, in a case called United States versus Miller, interpreted the Second Amendment, quote, "A well-regulated militia necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed." Apparently, it interpreted it as conferring a special privilege on the National Guard and not as affirming an individual right. In fact, what the court held is only that the right to bear arms doesn't mean Congress can't prohibit certain kinds of guns that aren't necessary for the common defense. We'll come back with more. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the phones, 800-259-9231, Saturday night edition. It's Ian here with
Ann Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got live streaming there, the broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version. They're totally free, so check them out, freetalklive.com. 800-259-9231, John Stossel on myths about firearms, just wrapping this up. He says, Alex Kaczynski, a federal appeals judge and an immigrant from Eastern Europe, warned in 2003, quote, "The simple truth, born of experience, is that tyranny thrives best where government need not fear the wrath of an armed people." Judge Kaczynski,
yes, I'd say that's true.
Judge Kaczynski also said, "The prospect of tyranny may not grab the headlines the way vivid stories of gun crime routinely do, but few saw the Third Reich coming until it was too late. The Second Amendment is a doomsday provision, one designed for those exceptionally rare circumstances where all other rights have failed."
That's why I always say the Second Amendment really is the only right.
The most important
got.
One. Yeah.
It's the one you've got. It's the one that all the rest of them
it
are built upon.
It backs them up. Yeah, backs up the rest of them.
Because if you're not allowed to bear arms, then they don't have to give you any of those other rights.
Where the government refuses to stand for re-election and silences those who protest, where courts have lost the courage to oppose or can find no one to enforce their decrees, however improbable these contingencies may seem today, facing them unprepared is a mistake a free people get to make only once. And he's absolutely right about that.
And I think we're making it.
We are making plenty of mistakes. We're going in the wrong direction of this in this country. And obviously we're going to try and put a stop to it, but it takes a lot of effort. And that's one of the things that Free Talk Live is here for, is to alert people to the fact that they're losing their freedoms, because most people aren't even cognizant of it.
No, they don't seem to know.
They just sort of go about their lives, and they might watch the news at night, but it doesn't really ring any bells with them when they hear about all these new laws being passed and all these new government programs being created. Government programs aren't really helping you in any way. They just make the government bigger and more intrusive and more oppressive than ever. And
I'd say they benefit some people.
Some people, yeah. Well, welfare, people get hooked on that sort of thing. And
they shouldn't. You know, I was talking to a friend. Maybe
you have friends?
I have a friend.
Okay.
The guy I work out with.
Oh, okay.
Earlier this week, maybe it was last week, and I said, you know, I had told him that I didn't take the unemployment insurance, that I didn't go and get unemployment when I was unemployed.
When you could have.
A couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, why? You pay for that. Do you take your tax return at the end of the year? And I'm like, well, yes, I do.
Right.
So, I don't know. I'm like thinking, maybe I should have.
If I was in your place, I wouldn't have done it either. Because even though I paid into it, I also feel like it's gone now. I feel like I should just let it be, because I don't want to let the government have any control over my life at all.
It's very similar to taxes, though, in that you paid for it, you know, like, I don't know.
Yeah, but would you be able to calculate at the point at which where you've only paid X amount of dollars into it? Do you know how much you paid into it? No.
No, so but I have to have paid a lot because I've worked since I was 12 and I've never taken unemployment for anything.
Well, the problem is you wouldn't know. I mean, if you stayed
on unemployment,
you wouldn't know at the point at which you then exceeded the amount that you paid in.
I didn't want the opportunity to not
pay for it.
The opportunity to kind of feel what it was like to get paid for not having a job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you should get paid when you have a job and not get paid when you don't have a job.
Yeah.
To me, that makes sense.
Unemployment insurance, to me, is putting money in a bank account. Why can't I just take care of myself? You know, if I got fired from a job and I'd been saving 20% of my paycheck into a savings account, that's my unemployment insurance. You know, if I need a few months to go find a new gig or move somewhere else or some, you know, if I need a little bit of leeway to operate in, it's my responsibility to do that. I don't count on the government for that sort of thing.
Seems to me there's always somebody hiring. I mean,
absolutely.
You know, when I wasn't working, I decided for a while I was looking for the type of job that I wanted to get, mm-hmm. radio gig, of course.
But you were driving a cab that whole time.
Well,
right?
At that time, and then I'm like, well, I got to get a job. So right. I went out and got a taxi cab job.
Right.
While I looked for the job that I wanted, because it just seemed crazy to me not to have, you know, I needed the money coming in. Nobody was going to pay the mortgage.
Ain't gonna pay itself. That's
no,
right.
No, it wasn't going to pay itself.
All right. Hey, here's some news talking about the government getting big and oppressive. Well, get this. According to the BBC, the U.S. has announced the creation of a new intelligence agency.
Okay.
We don't have enough of these, Manwich.
Well, we sort of combined, didn't we?
Oh, they're always combining and reorganizing. Well, here's a brand new one. In fact, it's going to be a branch, I guess, of the CIA. It's going to be called the NCS.
NCS.
The National Clandestine Service.
What? That's made up. No?
This is the BBC, dude.
Okay.
It'll oversee all human espionage operations, meaning spying by people rather
right.
than technical means.
It's HUMINT, according to Tom Clancy.
I didn't know that. Yeah. HUMINT?
I don't know. Something like that. It's like human intelligence. Or,
oh, I see.
Or,
got it.
Anyway.
The move is the latest in the post-9/11 reforms of U.S. intelligence agencies. Analysts say the NCS restores some authority to the CIA after it lost overall control of U.S. intelligence. The chief of the new service will supervise the CIA's espionage operations. You're going to love this, man. And coordinate all overseas spying, including those of the FBI and the Pentagon. The director of the new agency, whose identity will remain secret...
Well, that's scary and it's funny.
And is simply known as Jose. That's his name, or allegedly his name. That's all they're telling us about this. All they're telling us is they've made a new service called the NCS, and the guy who's in charge of it is named Jose.
That's crazy.
How many billions of dollars is this costing?
How much am I paying this guy that I don't know who he is
right.
to do a job I'm not sure what it is?
Does this make anybody feel more secure? Does this make you feel comfortable knowing that there's a secret police agency out there now? How can I write to Jose? Will he respond in a secret little coded email or something like that?
Could use about your decoder ring. Now,
this is so crazy, man.
It's weird.
I mean, we're sitting here saying it's weird and it's crazy, but didn't they have like secret police agencies back in Nazi Germany too?
I'm sure you weren't allowed to know who was in charge of them either.
Yeah. This just seems a little bit frightening to me.
Yeah, it's a little strange.
And if you've got thoughts, 800-259-9231, that's 1-800.
It's interesting that didn't make our news, just the BBC.
Yeah, isn't that strange? 800-259-9231, so there. All right, let's go to the email box, Manwich.
Good.
FTL@freetalklive.com. This one, a TSA story from Derek. He says, I got a kick out of your story on last night's show and thought I would share another frustrating TSA experience that I had 2 years ago. I was flying out of Seattle and had bought a new rope for rock climbing that was still in the original plastic bag. And it's a rock climbing rope, so it's not cheap. Instead of checking it, since I'd reached my weight allowance, I put it in my carry-on bag. I went to the security checkpoint and ran my bag through the x-ray machine. I then noticed several TSA personnel looking at the image of my bag, and they decided to search it, only to pull out my climbing rope. They informed me that this item was forbidden and was not allowed on the plane. Thinking it would take a very slow group of passengers to sit there while I tied them all up, I asked to see the documentation that forbid a climbing rope.
This is an excellent question. Where are all these things that are forbidden? Well, who wrote them all down?
Yes.
I mean, what jackass said, we will not be able to have a fingernail file that is under 3 inches in length.
So, you think, I mean, that's a reasonable question.
It absolutely is.
Can I see the list?
There should be a TSA document saying what I can and cannot bring on. You shouldn't be able to make it up on the frickin' fly, you bureaucrats!
But wait, we'll tell you why it is they couldn't tell him. They could not hand him a list. Because? Well, you'll find out.
It's a secret.
800-259-9231.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
Did you know there is an easy and inexpensive way for you to look and feel better in less than 30 days? You can lose excess weight, have more energy, sleep better, and be mentally on top of your game without even trying. This is not about vitamins or the latest nutritional wonder products. We've all had enough of those. I'm talking about God's pure whole foods. When you consume them, you look and feel better automatically. And thanks to URI International, you don't have to endure tasteless food or the expense and hassle of juicing. Using biblical farming standards and 21st century technology, URI grows, harvests, and prepares God's whole foods in pure powder form to protect and lock in their nutrients. URI ships this powder from the farm right to your doorstep, so you can conveniently consume it either in delicious drinks or veggie caps. Don't wait any longer to look and feel your best. Click the bright orange and white URI banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, Saturday night edition. We're here live. You can call in and talk about anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you everything for free on the website, the archives, the live streaming, everything on the house. All we ask from you is a vote. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. Takes you less than a minute. All you need is your email address. If you've done it already this month, well, you can't do it again because it's a once-a-month kind of thing. So those of you who have done it, much thanks. If you have yet to do so, vote.freetalklive.com. Again, 800-259-9231. We're talking about the TSA. And one of our listeners had a little experience with them. He was in the airport, and they were looking at his baggage, and they pulled out a climbing rope. He had a brand new climbing, because I guess he goes mountain climbing.
Sure.
He had a brand new climbing rope still in the bag.
Mm-hmm. And these are nice ropes, boy.
They're not cheap.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to rely on them to keep you in the air instead of on the ground.
Right. In little bloody chunks.
Right. And so they pulled out the rope and they said, "This is not allowed.
You must not bring a rope on our plane."
So he asked a very reasonable question. He thought to himself, "Well, gosh, what am I going to do with this? Am I going to tie the passengers up? Will people just let me tie them up? What else could you do with that? I mean, put it around someone's neck while everyone sits and watches you?
Lasso?"
Yeah.
It'd be hard to lasso somebody in the middle of a big plane.
It would. And so he said, "I asked to see documentation that forbid the climbing rope. They said it was a forbidden item." Well, the story got much better when I was told that this item was on their classified list, and they couldn't show me that list. I understand knives, guns, mace, baseball bats, but was surprised to hear climbing ropes included among these items, much less on a classified list.
Yeah, well, I don't understand the classified nature of the list. Why would that matter? I mean, don't you want people to know what they're not allowed to bring?
Maybe not. Maybe they want you to show up and just so that way they can just confiscate stuff. Because they just seem to like to take things from people. Because you don't get them back. When the TSA takes your stuff, it's gone.
The more they take, the better off. It makes it look like they're working harder, you know? I mean, the agency looks better. Look, we've took a bunch of crap!
Yeah.
So they don't want to tell you what it is that they're going to not let you bring on. I say there is no list, and they're making it up.
I think you're right about that. He says, I was told that the airline would have to send someone to check my rope or the TSA would confiscate it. The airline initially refused, but after waiting for 20 minutes, refusing to leave my rope in the hands of the TSA agent and holding up the flight, my rope was finally checked, and I used this rope today. He says another story from last week, which was meant to be funny, but I'm highly skeptical after listening to your show for a while. I was checking in a shotgun for a flight. This is perfectly legal as long as the firearm's declared to the airline. And in a locked case. After the airline tagged my gun case, I was directed to the TSA screening point to have my weapon examined. Once the TSA agent came over, he asked the combination of my gun case. I came over to enter it myself, since I didn't want him to know it, but he refused to let me touch my case. After I made it obvious that I had a problem with this, the agent's counterpart asked what kind of gun it was. When I replied that it was a 12-gauge, he said, "Oh, never mind then. We only take things we don't already have." Is that a little bit weird? Is that kind of admitting that they do what I always thought they did, was just kind of collect things from people?
Take crap from people.
Yeah. Thankfully, he says, after giving my combination, everything still made it to its destination. Thank you for the email, Derek.
Wow.
Seems like an awfully honest TSA agent, doesn't it?
It's strange.
Yeah, well, we already have a 12-gauge, so we'll let you go through with this one. And they were, I just kind of imagine that they have this little room in the back where they just take all of their bounty. They just kind of, they take a new item and they put it up on the wall like a trophy almost. Oh, look what we found today, a 12-gauge shotgun.
Huh.
And then maybe they raffle it off at the end of the year at the TSA Christmas party.
That's right. Everybody's getting schnockered. Hey, I got the shotgun! All I got was some nail clippers.
Just amazing. 800-259-9231. Then we have another, I guess, travel-related story from Ben. He emails in FTL@freetalklive.com. He says, "Hi, FTL. I've been listening to your show for a little while now, and after listening to some of your other stories about federal crap, I've decided to share my own sad story. The main reason I consider it a sad story is not that it was any worse than some others you'd read on the air, but because of the way it changed my opinion of the U.S. government. I've been traveling for the past year around the world. I left the U.S. in August 1 year ago to study in Egypt. On my way home, I decided to do a lot of traveling and went to Israel, Cyprus, Greece, Turkey, Russia, South Korea, and Japan. I had some pretty nasty experiences in some of those countries regarding their governments, but I kept thinking to myself, I'm in a foreign country. When I get back home to the U.S., it'll be okay, and I'll be treated well by my government, and I'll get a warm welcome. The way I traveled from Japan to the U.S. was by a cargo ship, and I landed in the port of Long Beach, California. The first thing that happened was our ship had to give notification to the U.S. government 72 hours prior to landing. Other countries apparently do not require this. Next, when we went in for landing, after the pilot pulls us into the port, the entire crew is required to leave their cabins and line up like army privates along the wall near the ship's office so the customs and immigration employees can grill us all individually. Keep in mind, lots of these guys are older, respectable guys, some of which had to grow up in East Germany under the communists. They shouldn't be treated like this. And my fellow passenger and I are both U.S. citizens. One would think that this would be an easy process, but no. The first awful thing is that the engineer on the ship was not allowed to leave due to some problem that they decided to have with him. The man's a middle-aged German guy with a family. He's not likely to sneak away and go hide in the U.S. Secondly, when it was time to get grilled by the customs officials, there's absolutely no courtesy at all. They then decided to take apart my bags, which I had to leave up in my cabin. So we go up to my cabin, I'm not allowed in, and these two people begin going through all my stuff. I'm not even allowed to watch them while they do this. Instead, they have the other guy start talking to you outside the cabin, suddenly very friendly-like, when you realize that he's sizing you up. We'll continue with their story about how they shook this guy down just for trying to come back home. 800-259-9231. Your TSA hell stories, if you got them, we want to hear them. It's your show, Free Talk Live. Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Attention drivers, poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents and fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel prices. There is an answer. Protect a complete fuel system treatment cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new and only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change, so quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the Saturday night show. You can call in toll-free 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And which?
And we are sharing an email from Ben. He is telling us about this hellacious experience he went through as he was coming back to the United States. He lives in the United States. He traveled around the world, and then on his return, customs was just totally outrageous as to what they were forcing people to do. They went through his bags without him even being allowed to watch them go through his bags. And he goes on to talk about how they even took out some of his CDs from the bags and demanded to know what was on the CDs. And they made him go to a computer, and they actually loaded the CDs.
So they're like blank CDs?
Apparently they had movies on them or something like that. Anyway, just to wrap up his email, he says, I've always been a small L libertarian, and I thought many of the things my peers got worked up about really weren't that important. I've always thought that, sure, the government's messed up, and it does need to be a lot smaller, but they weren't bad. This experience changed my mind. I've been to 12 countries in the past year, dealt with 13 governments, and the one that treated me the worst was my own. That's one of those things that will just push somebody over the edge.
You know, I'd have to say that's true. I've been to about 12 countries, and the government that treated me the worst at the borders is and inside the country. But I mean, it's not really it's not a fair comparison to say that my government has treated me the worst, because I spent most of my time in the United States. But I'm saying at the borders, I've had the same amount of trouble.
Let's talk to Dave in Austin. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, fellas? Really enjoying hearing you. But I just want to put some clarity in, because I do have some knowledge of demolitions, and probably part of the reason they banned it or it was on the banned items because you can embed plastic explosives with a high-tech polymer and make it appear to be rope.
Ah.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, you can. So that could be, but I'm not saying anything like these guys do, and their government guys usually abuse their power. That's always the case anyway.
How do you feel about the secret list, though?
Well, did you know that you could be charged, and it goes to a federal, there's a special court that's for the federal, the transportation, emergency transportation department. They have their own court. Did you know that? It's a
there's
secret
a
court.
Secret TSA court?
TSA court, yeah. TSA court.
And I believe it.
And then they won't even tell you because of the Patriot Act. It makes it all legal is basically the bulwarks that allowed the whole framework to basically have, you know, go through and destroy.
Right. I love it. They don't put up any rules. They don't give you any sort of little booklet that you get to read to understand what the rules are. They just presume that everybody has read all of the TSA regulations and that they know what all these stupid rules are. And it's impossible. No one could ever know all of these rules. Just amazing stuff. Dave, you still there? He had some cell phone troubles. Thanks for the call, Dave.
Clearly dropped off.
800-259-9231. So we have just a terrible situation in this country where our security apparatus is really, it doesn't make me feel any more secure. And in this case, it's making people angry. People have, they're being pushed over the edge by these pushy bureaucrats being so up in people's faces. And, what, you want to come back to your own country? Well, we're going to shake you down and we're going to make you show us what's on all your little data CDs that you have in your book bag. What is all that about?
It's a little weird.
It's just, it is just people that are out of control. And I wish we could do something to stop it, but beyond electing libertarians, I don't think it's going to be stopping anytime soon.
No.
I mean, because they just keep pushing and pushing. I mean, whether it be feeling up old ladies or getting just confiscating ludicrous things like nail clippers and that sort of thing. Everybody is speaking out about it, but no changes are happening as a result of it. So we're going to come back with more. Hour number two on the way and coming up. Trouble in the Free State. Eminent domain being used in New Hampshire. We'll come back. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you paying?